She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hello there. Thank you so much for coming along for the journey and listening. This is a little segment I'm going to call Read Along with Dr. Holly Lucille. That's me. And I'm so happy to be here. This segment is called, and it's called, I won't interrupt myself here, Lay Off the Almond Milk, You Ignorant Hipsters. And that was actually the title of an article that my producer brought to my attention. It was from Mother Jones Magazine. And it is so full of great stuff that I want to talk to you about because it hits all the points that I try to do on this show every week. So mindful medicine, right? Well, what does that mean? Well, I just have a strong belief that I want people to wake up a little bit more and use their own minds when it comes to making decisions for their health. And when I say that, I mean, there is so much marketing. There's so many messages. It comes from everywhere. The medical establishment, for sure. Commercials, the natural product industry, pharmaceutical industries, people selling stuff, banner ads, articles, talking heads like me. I just want the consumers, including myself, to actually be able to put the dots really close together and make decisions about stuff that makes sense. And there, it gets muddled. All right. So this is a great article. And so I want to read a couple of the excerpts from this article and we're going to talk about it because, like I said, it just really struck me. So first of all, the whole idea about almond milk, I didn't know this, but get this. A jug of almond milk contains roughly 39 cents worth of almonds. Okay. That's 39 cents worth of almonds. Plus guess what else? Filtered water and additives. And usually, as you know, if you drink this stuff, you can pick it up for just slightly under $4 or so. So $3.99. That is the average jug of almond milk. Okay. 39 cents worth of almonds. I've always thought this about many different quote unquote food supplements, protein supplements, etc. I guess for me, I love eating so much and I love the smell and the aroma and the texture. I choose to, you know, try to get most of my food that I can and prepare it and eat it. And so sometimes why do this to such a wonderful thing like the almond? I mean, an almond is so nutritious, right? And eating them, I mean, it's great. So it's absolutely amazing to me that folks will pretty much pay this much money for a bunch of filtered water and additives. That's another excerpt I want to read from this article. Listen to this. Okay, almond milk isn't just a few nuts packaged with a lot of water. It often contains additives. And this is what I see with a lot of these different alternative milks. And I certainly understand why people are getting away from dairy milk. I mean, there's been a lot more awareness. In my opinion, industrial scale dairy production is pretty nasty business. We're starting to learn more and more about it. Now, listen, it's no secret that over 75% of Americans can't really digest lactose. That's the milk sugar, because I truly don't think that we were ever made to drink cow's milk. But, you know, meanwhile, everybody sort of still has that kind of habit or the idea of breakfast that just contains milk, right? Whether it's milk over cereal or milk somehow in that breakfast. And so there are these other substitutes that come out. And I mean, soy pretty much took over. The soy milk, it was ubiquitous everywhere. And now there's rice milk coming up and almond milk. I mean, in fact, let me just, before I get you into these additives, because this is my big point. You know, we think about, oh, almond milk, that's an alternative to dairy if we're doing that. Or soy milk, that's an alternative to dairy if we're going to choose that. But we've got to still look at what are in these food products, okay? Soy in and of itself, non-GMO, right off the crop, full protein. I know that there was a big scare because people think that a lot of soy create hormone imbalances. Well, listen, this is another thing that I want to clear up. You know, those phytoestrogens or plant estrogens, they are an entire chemical compound different, I should say, than our body's steroid hormones. Okay, so we've got, they're phenolic in nature. Our bodies are steroidal, and they're 1/1000th to 1/10000th the strength of our own body's estrogen, not to mention the estrogens in the environment. And so actually, with moderate soy intake for some folks, especially in the fermented style, you could use them as what I say adaptogens. So slight estrogenic effect if we need it, but also blocking stronger estrogens because we know that estrogen sometimes is very much a problem in our society. But listen to a couple of these the reports regarding the business, okay? So plant-based milk, all right? White Wave reports that its first quarter sales of almond milk were up 50% from the same period in 2013. That's this year. In an earnings call with an investor in May, it was reported by Food Navigator CEO Greg Ingles revealed that almond milk now makes up two-thirds of the plant-based milk market in the United States, easily trumping soy milk, okay? That's about 30%, and rice milk and coconut milk are the rest. Now, here's the deal, though. So it's a big market out there, okay? A lot of water going into and one almond for the most part. But these additives are the things that I get concerned about, okay? So you think about it, contains carrageenan. Carrageenan is a very, very, very interesting food additive, and a lot of people are very sensitive to it. A seaweed derivative commonly used as a stabilizer is what it is in beverages, okay? And what I've seen it do is cause inflammation, gastrointestinal inflammation. A lot of times when I'm dealing with somebody with, I would say inflammatory bowel disease, whether ulcerative colitis and or Crohn's disease, and even irritable bowel, sometimes things we haven't figured out yet, but if they're having digestive issues, this is absolutely 100% one of the things that I ask them to eliminate from their diet for a bit. All right, so I know it sounds really great when we say it really fast, milk alternatives, these plant-based milks, but I want us to continue to look even further and get to the ingredients. Now, you know, it's important too. I think that the fact that here in California, or in California, I should say, we've got a big drought going on, and it takes 1.1 gallon of water to grow a single almond, all right, in California, and that's where 80% of the world's almonds are produced. And so taking 39 cents worth of almonds and then adding, an entire gallon of water just seems absolutely insane to me. And what do we get for it? Here's the thing. Is it that nutritious? That's what, like, you know, I'm always about saying plant dense and therefore nutrient strong. And so what it says in one of the most popular almond milks, boasts about 50% more calcium than milk, the bottle declares, and 50% RDI of vitamin E, that's recommended daily intake. I mean, almonds just in and of themselves are a great source of these vital nutrients, but honestly, not that great. Our 1 ounce of whole almond contains 74 milligrams of calcium versus 290 milligrams for a cup of whole milk. Now, how can they make those claims? Well, they say that there's a vitamin and mineral blend in there. Okay, so that's all they need to say. That's all they are required to say. That, you know, besides a couple of almonds with filtered water and these additives to make it shelf stable, there's a vitamin and mineral blend in there. Well, a lot of us who are probably switching to these plant-based milks, we're already tying, you know, I would say maybe shored up when it comes to vitamin and nutrients in our diet, and also perhaps in supplementation. So this is why I was so happy about Mother Jones' article regarding, you know, stay away from almond milk, you hipsters, because I just want, and listen, I think it's very seductive. It's almond milk. It's not dairy milk. We hear so much about the dairy industry. And so my point, my bottom line is that we know it's an industry when it's marketed, when it's managed, and it makes a profit. This is huge profits here we're talking about with almond milk. And I just want the consumer to be aware of the nitty-gritty, the details, I think, or the devil is in the details when it comes to these alternatives. When we hear something bad and the market swoops in to make something better, we just got to be aware, all right? Because we're trying to do that mindful medicine thing here on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned.